You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Detroit basketball! What is happening, and welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Thursday, January the 28th, and Drummond gets his second win against his former team in this young season. Good for Dre. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast. I am a sports writer here in the Motor City, covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well across this great land. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast and the entire family of the Locked On Podcast Network. A big day on Wednesday for the network. We were purchased by Tegna. Check that out online if you want some more information about what's going on with the network. Nothing's going to change for the show here. Business as usual. You're going to hear us every day, me and Brother Brian doing the job on the Locked On Pistons podcast. Brother Brian, show contributor extraordinaire, as you'll hear several times on today's show. Today, talking about another loss, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat up on the Pistons in the mistake by the Malake on Wednesday night. We are also going to talk about the visit of LeBron James tonight with his Los Angeles Lakers. If he plays, it is the back-to-back for them too. We will see, but that would be his first time as a Laker playing at Little Caesars Arena against the Pistons. So we'll see if that happens tonight. And Brian's got all the details for Pistons and Lakers later on as well. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H. Another underscore after that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. Brother Brian's got the details of the Pistons' loss in Cleveland. Take it over.
This is your Pistons game recap.
3 minutes of play. Sexton bounces to Drummond.
Cruises down the lane and crushes a vicious left-handed dunk.
The Pistons fell to 4-14, losing 122-107 to Cleveland in a game that tied the Pistons' largest loss this year, losing by 15. The story of this game was turnovers, as the Pistons committed 22 of them, and you just aren't going to win many games in the NBA giving a ball away that often. Detroit was led by Jeremy Grant, who scored 26 to break 20 for the 16th time this year, which leads the NBA. Grant has made at least 2 3-point shots in 17 straight games, which is a Pistons franchise record. Wayne Ellington continued his hot shooting, scoring 17 on 4 of 8 shooting from deep. His 4 3-pointers made it 6 straight games he has made that many, which is also a franchise record. Mason Plumlee contributed a double-double with 15 points and a team-leading 12 boards, but he also had a team-leading 8 turnovers. DeLon Wright scored 11 and had a Piston-high 7 assists, while Derrick Rose contributed 13 off the bench. The Pistons were without Blake Griffin, who missed the game because of injury management. Cleveland was led by Colin Sexton's 29 points, while he also grabbed 5 rebounds and dished out 5 assists. Former Piston Andre Drummond was able to get a double-double of his own with 23 points and 16 boards to go along with 5 steals and 2 blocks. Sexton and Drummond led a cavalcade of scores in double digits for Cleveland, as they had 7 players hit that mark, including rookie Isaac Okoro, who had 10 with a team-leading 6 assists. Detroit was unable to cover the betonline.ag plus 2-point spread to fall to 10-8 against it this year, while the over came in for the 3rd straight night and 6th of the last 7 games. No rest for the weary, as Detroit will play their 4th back-to-back of the season tomorrow night back home at LCA against the defending champion Lakers at 8 o'clock on Fox Sports Detroit and 97.1 The Ticket. This has been your Pistons game recap.
Thank you to Brother Brian, and he'll be back later on a couple more times. We're putting Brian to work today. But yeah, the Pistons fall once again, 4-14, worst record in the NBA. We know that. They are 3-10, the Washington Wizards, so just a few percentage points behind them right now. Minnesota Timberwolves, 4-12, so 2 games in the loss column behind the Minnesota Timberwolves. Quick reactions on this one. Andre Drummond, I just really wonder what the Cavaliers were thinking when they made that deal. What was the end? What was the end in mind for Kobe Altman and the Cavs to pick up Andre Drummond for the last year of his contract, $28 million? When the Pistons basically, when you think about it, they used that cap space, and it was basically a trade that freed up that cap space for Jeremy Grant and Mason Plumlee. And, of course, Jeremy Grant has exceeded all of our expectations at that $20 million. But no matter what you would have done with that $28 million of cap space, whether that's signed free agents, maybe take some bad money, maybe a combination of those two things, those would be better solutions than crowding up your front court when you know you had Kevin Love coming back. I know he didn't play on Wednesday night, but maybe you don't know that Jared Allen's coming in a trade at that point, but JaVale McGee comes in as well. This is a very crowded Cleveland front court. Makes really no sense for Andre Drummond, who's not an old player, but certainly not a guy who's going to resurrect his career or go on an upward trajectory when he gets to Cleveland. Again, a confounding player. We've spent a lot of time on the Locked On Pistons podcast discussing Andre Drummond, and I'm sure we will some more down the road. But my bigger big picture thought from this game is the Cleveland Cavaliers are kind of like where the Pistons might be in 2 years in terms of stages of the rebuild, right? The Pistons had a bad season last year. They're kind of hitting rock bottom this year, and there will be another season where you got to believe they're a bottom five team in the NBA the year after that. And maybe the following year is when you start creeping up in the standings. Some of those draft picks you made start having a little bit of star turns, like Colin Sexton there. And we see the Cavs go to 500 with this win on Wednesday night. Does that mean that they're certainly an ascending team, but are they ascending at the levels that you would hope to be after a few years of some really painful seasons in Cleveland? For me, as a Pistons fan and follower of this team, you better hope that 2 years from now to this date, the Pistons are in a better position of where the Cavs are right now. Again, the Cavs aren't in a horrible spot. If they're good moves and development the rest of the way, they can become a playoff team as quickly as probably next season. I know it's possible they're a playoff team this year. I don't see it with this team this season. But yeah, some nice young pieces, some decent picks that they made. I don't like the Garland pick last year, although he's coming around a little bit too. Colin Sexton, again, certainly becoming a fringish all-star type of talent here in the league. And we'll see what Isaac Okoro looks like as the offensive game develops. He looked pretty good in transition and taking it to the rack on Wednesday night. I've got questions about the shot going forward. But the Pistons had their really bad season last year, got Killian Hayes out of it. They're hitting rock bottom this year. Hopefully it's a top five pick. Can they do something better than the Darius Garland pick? And then another maybe top five, top seven pick that Isaac Okoro has used for Cleveland. What does that look like in 2022, a year and some change from now? So hopefully it's Cade Cunningham and Amani Bates. We'll see if either of those come true on lottery luck, or if nice players like Jalen Suggs and Cade Cunningham and just some other players that are out there these next couple of years, and what is a good draft coming up next year, and then Amani Bates, the top prize in Ypsilanti, possibly a year after that, depending on the NBA rules. But looking at a couple more lottery picks for the Pistons, will they be better in position-wise than Cleveland is right now, looking ahead 2 years from now, is the interesting question that was on my mind watching this game. I think Pistons fans definitely hope they are, and I think that they will be if they do some things right over these next couple years, particularly on draft night. But up next, Brother Brian, we're going to do a little perspective on LeBron James. Who knows? Maybe this is the last trip for LeBron to Detroit. He takes time off season after season sometimes, and who knows what the future of the NBA will look like schedule-wise, post-pandemic, if we're ever out of a pandemic, and we'll see how it all shakes out. But every time a player like LeBron in the advanced stages of his career comes to town, it could be his last time, and this is one of the greatest players of all time. So we got to put that in perspective in advance of his visit with the Lakers tonight at LCA. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But first, you know, I got to tell you guys about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet for your ride. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand specifications and the prices that you prefer. Best of all, it's those prices at rockauto.com. They're always reliably low, and the same for the professionals as the do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
Yes, sir!
We're covering everything you need to know about the Pistons, but what about the rest of sports? Now the Locked On Podcast Network has you covered there as well with Locked On Today. It's hosted by the great Peter Bukowski, and it's all the sports news you need every morning in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to the Locked On Today podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
You cannot tell me in a one-on-one game now that LeBron James wouldn't dominate Mike.
Oh, James,
in a one-on-one game, LeBron James, 6'9", 260 pounds, if the game was at 7, I think LeBron would win 7-3.
Did you just say it to a microphone that LeBron James would beat Michael Jordan in a one-on-one?
One-on-one match. Why would it never happen?
Because Michael Jordan was all defensive first team 9 times.
Okay.
LeBron James was 5 times.
Okay.
Michael Jordan led the league in scoring 10 times.
Okay.
LeBron James led the league in scoring once.
Okay.
Ooh,
so I'm talking about a guy that's been the best offensive player and the best defensive player.
Question.
We've all heard the debate. Who's the GOAT? Is it LeBron?
5 seconds, 4, 3, James scores with 2.2 to go.
One of the great performances of all time in playoff history, authored by LeBron James. 48 points, the last 25 for the Cavaliers, 29 of the last 30.
Or MJ.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. That's how I dream to be.
I dream I move. I move. I dream I grew. Like Mike. If I could be like Mike.
Now, we aren't here to settle any debate that keeps bar conversations alive and Twitter profiles being blocked, but one thing isn't up for debate. Which franchise taught both of these two otherworldly players how to be champions? Both of their stories are very different, but early in both of their careers, they had an enemy that wore the same colors. Who was the only team to beat Michael Jordan in the playoffs 3 times? Or how about the first team to beat LeBron in the playoffs? Or the team that took LeBron James to 6 games in the Eastern Conference Finals before he could go to his first NBA Finals? The answer to all of those questions is none other than the Detroit Pistons. In 1988, Michael was finally able to get out of the first round, but who was waiting for him to send him back home in just 5 games? Isaiah and the boys did just that. Or the next year, when the Bulls and Michael made the conference finals for the first time, they only stayed for 6 before being sent packing with a 19-point loss to the Bad Boys on their way to their first title. More of the same the following season, when Mike pushed it to 7 games, but still came up short before finally breaking through the next year as the Pistons left the building early. LeBron James was only 5-7 against the going-to-work era Pistons before he even made a postseason in his 3rd season. And guess who was there waiting for him to send him home in the 2nd round before the next year, when he finally traversed the wall that was the Detroit Pistons and went to his first NBA Finals. Detroit has been a gateway to greatness for the biggest stars in league history. Maybe Giannis would be able to learn how to win in the postseason if a high-caliber Piston team were forging his mettle. LeBron and Michael are, or were, the best basketball players on the planet at different times, but to be the best, you have to beat the best, and for both of those guys, the best was the Detroit Pistons. So as we watch LeBron tonight in what might be one of his last visits to Detroit, remember, like I'm sure he does, Detroit is a city of champions.
Brother Brian, LeBron James, and Michael Jordan, 3 of the greats, that is for sure. But I don't know. I'm a LeBron James guy. I don't know what that says about me as a Pistons fan. I think it has a lot to do with the fact that during the second half of his career, we are free from rivals here in the great sports city of Detroit. That's what's nice about rooting for the Detroit teams, is you can appreciate all the champions. You can appreciate all the teams making deep runs in the playoffs, because when you're one of the worst teams in the league, or in the case of the Detroit sports teams this season, for the hockey, for the basketball, maybe for the baseball, probably for the football coming up next year too, these might be the single worst teams in their respective leagues, which will be a fun thing to track throughout 2021. That's for sure. So if you don't have bad, you don't have rivals, you don't have important games that you lose to certain teams, you don't have teams that you have tough playoff series against, you're free to root for all those guys. It was the same way for me and Michael Jordan at the end of his career. The Pistons weren't a great team then, so you were free to kind of appreciate and like and root for, in some ways, LeBron James and Michael Jordan. So it's not that the Pistons might draft, and maybe they will, and hopefully they will, get the Cade Cunninghams and the Amani Bateses of the world in these next couple years. But as Dan from Monroe pointed out, the caller on Tuesday, I think this is the last time I'm going to cite Dan from Monroe. From now on, I'm just going to steal this point and pretend it was mine. But Dan from Monroe gets one more day of me citing him for this point. The Pistons are hopefully building a team, and yeah, maybe it'd be great if Amani Bates was the next hybrid of Kevin Durant and other ferocious athletes out there in the NBA, kind of the skill versus plus the will that it seems like Amani Bates might have down the road. We're projecting so much on a teenage kid, a high school kid at this point. I realize that, so sorry to Amani for that. But either A, you get that guy and you nourish that guy, and maybe Detroit has their own superstar going forward. But more importantly, Detroit, even in the worst of scenarios in the lottery, trying to build a culture, trying to build an organization, trying to build a franchise that would be tough for that next Michael Jordan, that next LeBron James to get through. And maybe down the line, we could have a three-peat of all those guys getting through the Pistons and battling through that wall before they became the leaders and emperors of the NBA. So is Troy Weaver doing that? Well, we see on nights like Wednesday night against the Cavs where things weren't really working, but there are glimpses of it, right? It's interesting that the Pistons, they're doing kind of a threading of the needle right now with the Pistons this season, because you wanted to change the culture. You wanted to change the malaise around the franchise right now. So you add the rookies, you add some energy, you add guys that have effort. But at the same time, I do believe that they're making a concerted effort to be bad this season. I mean, the tank is real for this team. So you thread that needle of effort, but yet there's really like no defensive talent on this team outside of certainly Jeremy Grant, who is a part of the future and part of this build, and maybe splashes from guys like Josh Jackson, who's certainly blocking shots lately and is probably an above average defender himself. But other than that, you look around this roster, who are the good defenders on this team? Again, guys that give effort, but just not a lot of defensive talent. And Dwayne Casey, Sean Sweeney, and those guys certainly aren't coaching in a top half in the NBA unit defensively, despite having those guys with effort. So a needle is being threaded by Troy Weaver in this front office. We're years away from knowing whether this thing will work out, whether it was really important to change that culture and to get this thing flipped over in terms of roster turnover. I mean, I'm thinking about Andre Drummond going against this team on Wednesday. He was on this team last year, and the starting lineup, he didn't play with any of those guys. So it's interesting that he's going up against the same uniform he played last year and wasn't playing any of those guys. Is the building working? Are we looking at another team that will either have those superstars or probably more likely be that team that the superstars are going to contend with if they're going to become those next Michael Jordans and LeBron James? I think that's what the destiny is for these Detroit Pistons franchise. Will this build be enough to get to the, maybe we'll get to the playoffs level, which is where Cleveland is at right now, or is this team building towards something bigger, towards something memorable, and towards something that we can be really looking forward to and really be proud of here in Detroit Pistons land? Time will tell on that, but I think the early returns are pretty good, looking at particularly a guy like Jeremy Grant and coming into the organization, and also particularly looking at the high draft picks that the Pistons will certainly have, certainly next year and probably the season after that as well. But up next, we are going to talk about tonight's game. The Los Angeles Lakers are in town. Always a big one when the Lakers are in town. A hot ticket, if there were tickets. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day.
Hey, it's Bang the Over Brother Brian, and get ready. The defending champs and King James are in town tonight, and I have the info to get you all set. There is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag. Then you use that promo code LOCKEDON, you get a 50% welcome bonus. Detroit is 10-8 against the spread this year and are 10.5-point home dogs against LeBron James and the Lake Show with a money line of plus 430. The Lakers' money line is out there if you want to bet a lot to win a little at minus 560. Hey, as of recording, the game total hasn't been released because both these teams played games last night, but I'll just let you know that the number has gone over in 3 straight Piston games and 6 of their last 7. If you follow Locked On Pistons on Twitter, we'll get that number to you when it opened. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Also got to tell you guys about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. The new improved Built Bar is even more delicious than those in the past. 18 amazing flavors, including the nut and the non-nut flavors. 6 new flavors, caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp as well. Add that to the 12 OGs from before, peanut butter, mint brownie, among them, two of the better ones. And these are great combinations. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate, but yet they are soft and easy to chew. They're also healthy. They're great for the health-conscious guy. You lose or maintain the weight while indulging in a delicious treat. The bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high-protein, and high-fiber, great for the keto diet or whatever you're trying these days to lose the pandemic weight. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Again, use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. On the Rejecting the Screen podcast's host, Adam Stanko and Noah Kozlov are honoring Kobe's life and career with a two-part special this week. Part two is up today with more stories about Kobe's intense competitive drive, his feud with Shaquille, and the love he had for his teammates. Subscribe to Rejecting the Screen wherever you get your podcast. The Pistons taking on Kobe Bryant's old team, the Los Angeles Lakers, tonight. And Brother Brian's got the preview for you.
This is your Pistons game preview. The 4-14 Pistons have a tough task ahead of them tonight at home as they take on LeBron James and the defending champion Lakers. Detroit is playing their fourth back-to-back this season and their second that features a team playing the back end of their own back-to-back, as the Lakers lost in Philly last night 107-106, which was their first road loss of the year against 10 wins. Jeremy Grant has started a new 20-point-a-game streak and looks to extend that to 3 and get his league-leading 17th game this year over that mark, while Wayne Ellington will look to continue his unconscious shooting from deep as he has scored in double digits and had 4 threes in 6 straight games. Detroit expects to have Blake Griffin back after missing last night's game in Cleveland with injury management. The Lakers come in with a league-high 14 wins against just 5 losses and are led by the daunting duo of LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Davis is averaging 22 points a night while grabbing 9 boards and dishing out 4 assists. King James is having an MVP caliber start to the year with 25 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists per night. The two are joined by Montrezl Harrell, Dennis Schroeder, and former Piston Kentavious Caldwell-Pope in averaging double digits. BetOnline.ag has Detroit as 10.5-point home dogs with a money line of plus 430, while if you want to bet a lot to win a little, the Lakers' money line is minus 560. The game tips at 8 p.m. from the Little Caesars Arena on Fox Sports Detroit and 97.1 The Ticket.
This has been your Pistons game preview.
Lakers in town, the purple and gold. It's always a special night, and you'll still have that classic Pistons court, those classic Pistons uniforms, and the classic Lakers uniforms. It'll take you back to days gone by, even if it's not the same product, but at least it's those same uniforms on that same classic court. So looking forward to that game. Remember, as Brian pointed out, 8 o'clock, so a little bit later than usual, seeing those old friends, and hopefully LeBron James will play. Usually about 1:30 that injury report for the day comes out, and we'll see if Blake Griffin is back in the lineup and if LeBron James is going to play the back-to-back. A little tip for you guys, too. Now that the online gambling is legal here in Michigan, go to FanDuel. If you got one of those accounts, they're running a promo where they're doing a Spread the Love promotion. And if you bet the Pistons, if you opt into this promotion and bet the Pistons, they're jacking up the point spread 1 point for every 313 players that have boosted and picked the Pistons. And this is a spread that even the Pistons will be able to cover. As I'm taping this about 11 o'clock on Wednesday night, it is Pistons plus 131.5. So if the Pistons lose by 132 points, which would be some kind of record, they would not cover that spread. If they only keep that deficit to 131, they would cover that spread, and you can win that bet on a minus 105, I believe, a wager. And so a maximum $50 bet, though. So they're just doing some promos like that to get the customers in, and check that out if you got your FanDuel account. Go to playmichigan.com for more details on that, and also all the deals that they still have. They don't have the pre-launch deals anymore for any of the sports books, but they do have some money back and matching type of deposit promotions that you should check out as well. So playmichigan.com is where you can get all of that information. But that'll do it for here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. I'm your host, Matt Shook. Now, to your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Have a great day, and we'll be back tomorrow with Fridays with Brian. Have a good one, everyone.